Per Yerushalmi, corresponding to Zvachim Bavli Daf Chof. We've been in Per Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, at the second Mishnah on the page, Hakol Mafsikim. Hakol Mafsikim Lezoim, Vein Mafsik Le'ilon, El Gader, Vim Hayase Akutosh, Einoi Mafsik, El Noisen Per Achas, Al Hakol, Al Chorim, Kol Aroyim, Ze Eze. Everything divides a seed field, but only a fence divides an orchard. And if there are interlocking branches between trees from each side, over the fence, then the fence does not divide, rather he gives one pair for all of them. And for carob trees that are not planted in any specific arrangement, as long as the trees are in sight of each other, one pair is given. Amar Gamliel, Noyagim Hayuk Bebeis Abba, Noisnim Pair Achas Lezeithim Shayu Lahem Bechol Aruach, Lechurim Kol Haroyim Ze Eze. But Gamliel says, in my father's house, they were accustomed to giving one pair for the olives of each direction of the town, and they would give one pair for carob trees that were in sight of each other. Reb Sadok said in Reb Sadok's name, even for carobs, one pair was given for all carobs in the town. And the Gemara says, Ma kodesh ka'ala b'mechtesh, oy kodesh al gabe gader, mima sa kodesh ein agader kotesh, hada amma kodesh al gabe gader. The Gemara asks, do the interlocking branches also need to be resting on the fence in order to prevent the fence from dividing? And since the Tanna referred to the branches rather than the fence, this shows that they do not need to rest on it. Rav Mana ama zimnin dahave babatech arba amois, zimnin dahave babatech asara tvachim. Sometimes Rav Mana said that they must be within 4 amos, only if the trees that had interlocking branches are positioned within 4 amos of the fence to the branches prevent the fence from dividing. And sometimes he said that they must be within 10 tvachim. B'naturim mata eser lebeisar, Mat Shmamina Ru Shiyu Basich Aba Amois Legader, Vehain Shiyu Basich Asar Tvachim Ben Guf Laguf Mata Asar Lebeis Sar. This means that the trees must be within 4 amos of the fence when ten are planted in an area of Beis Sar, and the distance between the branches must be less than 10 tvachim. The question is, the Mishnah taught that Rabbi Gamliel said that in his father's house they were accustomed to giving one pair for the olives of each direction of the town, and they would give one pair for carob trees that were in sight of each other. Which directions is the Mishnah referring to? The answer is the Mishnah is referring to the direction that the town is facing, rather than the directions of the world of north and south, etc., and they would position 4 poles, one in each direction, from the town. Hayusham gimel elonos haroshim royin es haemsoim, vaemsoim royin es haroshim, vein haroshim royin ze ese, mafish min haroshim al haemsoim, min haemsoim al haroshim, vein mafish min haroshim al haroshim. Rabbi Yossi Rabban said that when the Mishnah taught that they would give one pair for carob trees that were in sight of each other, if there were 3 sections of trees, if from the first ones one could see the middle ones, and vice versa, but from some of the first ones one cannot see the other first ones, for example if they are planted on a slope, one gives pair from the first ones on the middle ones, and vice versa, but not from the first ones on the other first ones, since they are not in sight of each other.